Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadhi Pashchatya Deshatarine Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukakaroti bacha lam pangur langaya te giring yatki pata mahang bande si gurung dinatarinam paramananda madhavam si chaitanya ishwaram. So generally we'll be alternating who answers the question. If you are specifically asking one of us a question, then you put the name on the top.
Bojice neće odgovarati na pitanja, ali ako imate pitanje osobno za Japitaka Maharaja ili Bhakti Tirtha Swamija, onda trebate napisati na vrhu papirče da je to baš za tu osobu.
However, if you don't put any name, then we'll figure it out.
Kako god, ako ne stavite ime, onda će oni odlučiti ko će odgovoriti.
Anybody has a question already written, they can.
Da li neko ima već napisano pitanje?
You ready?
Ste spremni?
Here it'll be very free. In other words, if Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj wants to add anything to anything I'm answering or vice versa, we're just going to play it very informally here.
Mi ćemo odgovarati vrlo neformalno, znači ako želi Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj da doda nešto na ono što je rekao Japitaka Maharaj, onda će to moći, dakle neće biti neke formalnosti.
Yeah. Questions of a personal kind which are not philosophical, just for philosophical questions, not for
Večera su ovdje filozofska pitanja, znači ne osobna. Ako molimo Krišnu da nekoga zaokupi svjesnošću Krišne, a on to ne želi, da li je to ispravno? To je bilo pitanje za Bhakti Tirtha Maharaja.
So, the devotee's duty is to be param dukha dukhi kripam buddhi.
Dužnost bhakte je da bude to.
Feel the pain of others and also experience the happiness of others.
Da osjeća bol drugih, ali također i da osjeća njihovu sreću.
Devotee is daso smi, dasu dasonu das, is a servant, so is always thinking about the welfare of others.
Bhakta je sluga sviju, dakle uvijek se brine za dobrobit drugih.
We are not just concerned with moksha, just trying to save ourselves, but we want to extend Krishna consciousness to others.
Mi hoćemo da spasimo sebe, ali također hoćemo da damo svjesnost Krišne i drugima.
But at the same time, we must remind ourselves that everybody has their own free will.
U isto vrijeme moramo se podsjetiti da svako ima svoju slobodnu volju.
Just like normally in religious environments, people pray to God for material things.
Na primjer, normalno u religioznom okruženju ljudi se mole Bogu da im da neke materijalne stvari.
They pray, dear Lord, give me a car, give me a job, give me a wife, give me a husband, make me rich. So many.
I onda se mole, dragi Bože, daj mi auto, učini me bogatim, daj mi muža ili ženu.
They pray for their uncle, cousin, brother, sister, grandparents, etc.
Mole se za svu moguću rodbinu.
So it's like a shopping list.
To je kao shopping lista.
But that is religion. And we are transcendentalists.
Ali to je religija, mi smo transcendentalisti.
Krishna consciousness is atmavidya, it's self-realization, the knowledge of the soul.
Svjesnost Krishne je stvari znanje o duši, odnosno znanje o samospoznaj.
The science of what the ultimate activities that the soul experiences when it's back with Krishna.
Nauka o tome, o tim aktivnostima koje duša osjeća, odnosno ima da iskusi kada se vrati Krišna.
So Varanam prayer is one of our ninefold processes, so it's very important.
Molitva je jedna od naših procesa i ona je zapravo vrlo važna.
We see so many of the Goswami's songs are prayers.
Vidimo da su mnoge pjesme Goswamija zapravo molitve.
We come before the deity, the darshan, we also praying.
Kada dođemo na darshan ispred božanstva, mi se također molimo.
We come into the temple, we offer obeisances, we're also praying.
I kada dođemo u tempel i odamo poštovanje, također se molimo.
But we are not supposed to be praying for material things.
Ali ne bismo se trebali moliti za materijalne stvari.
When a Vaishnava has to pray for something specific, one has some regret.
Kada osoba mora da se moli za nešto posebno, onda treba da ima određeno žaljenje.
We're basically praying, dear Krishna, please let me be a better servant.
Uglavnom molimo se, Krishna, molim te, učini me boljim slugom.
We come off the altar, we make a prayer. Please forgive me for any offenses I may have committed.
Dođemo na altar, odnosno ispred oltara, i molimo se, Krishna, molim te, oprosti mi, učinio sam mnoge uvrede.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Znajući ili ne znajući.
So our concern is how we can become unmotivated, uninterrupted servants.
Mi trebamo da se brinemo kako da postanemo nemotivirani u našoj službi.
So we are to pray in that spirit. We have to pray in that particular consciousness.
I mi bi se trebali moliti za svjesnost Krišne.
And when we pray for others, we also pray in that similar spirit.
I kada se molimo za druge, mi također treba da se molimo u istom duhu.
And if we are asking for something specific, we say, dear Lord, if it is your desire, let it take place. If it is not, then do not let it manifest.
A kada tražimo nešto posebno, onda kažemo, dragi gospodine, ako je to tvoja volja, onda neka se desi. Ako ne, onda neka se ne desi.
Our process is a process of great benediction and also mercy.
Naš proces je proces velike dobrobiti i također milosti.
So we do things to help people even without their knowledge.
Mi radimo stvari da bi pomogli ljudima čak i bez njihovog znanja.
So when we go out and chant Hari Nam or we give prasadam, they're not always aware of the benefits, but they benefit from this.
I kad idemo van da pjevamo Hari Namu ili da dijelimo prasadam, mi smo također svjesni da tako dajemo dobrobiti drugima.
But all of these things is to help them to become free of all sense gratification.
I sve ove stvari su zato da bi im pomogle da postanu slobodni od svih od zadovoljavanja čula.
Last point we should understand is that when we do devotional things and we do them in knowledge, they have more potency.
Zato trebamo shvatiti da kada radimo devocijske stvari, odnosno stvari svjesne Krišne, onda moramo da ih radimo sa znanjem jer tada imaju veću moć.
If we engage someone in some devotional activity, they will benefit. But if they're more aware of what is happening, there is more benefit.
Ako nekoga uključimo u neku aktivnost svjesnu Krišne, on će dobiti dobrobit, ali ako je svjestan toga šta radi, onda će dobiti veću dobrobit.
When we ourselves engage in some devotional activity, the more that we understand what we're doing, the more there is also potency.
Ako smo sami uključeni u neku aktivnost svjesnu Krišne, što više razumijemo šta se događa, odnosno šta radimo, to više moći će ta aktivnost imati.
Sometimes we're in a situation where we can't give them direct knowledge, but we try to help them. But the more that they have knowledge, we have knowledge, the more there is potency.
Mi ponekad drugima ne možemo dati znanje, ali što više znanja im možemo dati, to više moći njihove aktivnosti imaju.
So we are constantly to be in a prayerful mood, but those prayers are basically, dear Lord, please bring me back in your service.
Mi bismo svjesno trebali biti u tom raspoloženju molitve, ali molitva bi trebala glasiti, dragi gospodine, molim te, vratimo u svoju službu.
We pray that anything that's interfering before going back to Godhead, anything that's interfering with someone else who's going back to Godhead, please let those obstacles be removed.
I molimo se da sve prepreke koje su na putu nekog za koga se molimo, odnosno na našem putu povratka nazad kući Bogu, da one budu uklonjene.
So this is our spirit. We're not kama, mimamsas, kama kanda. We are praying unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service.
To je naš duh. Mi se trebamo moliti za nemotiviranu devocijsku službu.
For ourselves as well as for others.
Za nas kao i za druge.
How many of you are praying for ever, you know, pray for other people?
Koliko od vas se moli za druge ljude?
Oh, very nice. Huh?
To je jako fino.
Actually, Bhakti Chitta Maharaj asked me, wrote me a letter and I never answered it.
Zapravo,
I just was reminded now.
Bhakti Chitta Maharaj mi je napisao pismo na koje nikad nisam odgovorio i sad sam
se upravo sjetio.
To se ponekad desi.
He asked me to tell, he heard that there was a time when Prabhupada had asked all the Vaishnavas to bless him and he wanted to know about that.
Pitao me da li sam čuo o tome da je Šila Prabhupada jednom molio da ga sve Vaishnave blagoslove. I pitao da li sam čuo išto o tome.
You before you were sannyasi, name was Ganeshan?
Ganeshan.
A prije nego što je postao, dobio sannyasi, nego ime je bilo Ganeshan.
Yes, the Prabhupada, he called in all the sannyasis and GBCs into his room in Mayapur.
I onda je Šila Prabhupada pozvao sve sannyasije i sve GBC-e u njegovu sobu u Mayapuru.
And he said this devotee Ganeshan is going to go to preach and distribute my books, library books in the eastern block.
I onda je rekao, ovaj Bhakta Ganeshyam će ići u istočni blok da distribuira knjige.
In the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe.
Ići će u istočnu Europu i Sovjetski savez.
And he said, so I want you all to bless him that he'll be successful.
I rekao, sad ga svi blagoslovite i onda će on biti uspješan.
And then we all thought, well, who are we to bless? Prabhupada, you're there, you know, what can we do? We're just, you know, insignificant.
I onda su oni rekli, ali Prabhupada, ti si tu, šta mi možemo uraditi?
But Srila Prabhupada said, no, you're all Vaishnavas, and if you bless him, then Krishna, if you pray to Krishna for him, Krishna will hear your prayer.
Ali Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ne, vi ste svi Vaishnave, i ako se vi molite za njega, onda će Krishna čuti vaše molite.
So that time we all prayed to Krishna for the successful preaching of Ganeshyam Das, who is now Bhakti Chitta Maharaj.
I onda su se svi molili za uspješan preaching Ganeshyam Dasa, odnosno sada Bhakti Chitta Maharaja.
Prabhupada's blessing was there, but I think he was teaching us how we have to also do that.
Tu je naravno bio i Prabhupada blagoslov, ali on nas je učio da zapravo trebamo svi.
He said his preaching. So one of the places he was distributing library books was in Yugoslavia.
I jedno od mjesta u kojima je on dijelio Šila Prabhupadove knjige, odnosno je dijelio u bibliotekama te knjige, bila Jugoslavija.
And in Ljubljana National Library, the books that he brought are still there in the library.
I u Ljubljani, u toj...
Let's give a big hand, Bhakti Chitta Maharaj! I'd like to take this opportunity to give a special gold medal to Bhakti Chitta Maharaj.
Želio bih iskoristiti ovu priliku da dam posebnu zlatnu medalju.
This is the Love and Trust medal.
Ovo je medalja ljubavi i povjerenja.
Servant of the servant.
Sluga sluge.
I will always cherish it from such a sadhu.
Because you're in Belgrade, in the National Library,
you also went to Belgrade?
Said Srimad Bhagavatam.
He was telling me over the lunch prasad today that is now he's coming here for the first time in 18 years. Before he was here 18 years ago when he distributed those books.
I danas za ručkom Bhaktisthita Maharaj mi je govorio da ovdje dolazi nakon 18 godina. Prije 18 godina znači došao je tu prvi put da distribuira knjige u bibliotekama.
And he's feeling so blissful to see so many nice devotees.
I jako je sretan da je vidio tako puno finih bhakta ovdje.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Any questions for me now?
This question is... Okay. Da li je moguće da osoba slijedeći sva uputstva Šila Prabhupada, osim prihvaćanja inicijacije duhovnog učitelja, postigne uspjeh u duhovnom životu i vrati se Krišni sjećajući ga se u trenutku života?
But he, no, he doesn't know what it means.
They need translation as well.
Yeah, there's many.
They're English speaking.
Yeah, many English speaking.
So the question is it possible that the person, if follows all the rules and regulations which Srila Prabhupada gave, accepting the initiation from the spiritual master, achieves the success in spiritual life and goes back to Godhead goes back to Godhead remembering Krishna in the moment of death?
Heavy question.
Krishna
Kshatra Prabhu.
Krishna Kshatra, come up. Bring a chair. Krishna Kshatra.
This question answers, you can. Let's give a hand for receiving his grace, Krishna Kshatra Prabhu.
Hari Bol.
In the there are verses that say that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, even without taking the formal initiation, one can go back to Godhead.
U nekim stihovima je rečeno da se osoba može vratiti nazad kući Bogu mantra ili svetih imena čak i ako ne uzme inicijaciju duhovnog učitelja.
And there are many verses that also say that if one doesn't have initiation, one's not guaranteed to go back.
Ali postoje i mnogi stihovi koji kažu da ako osoba nema inicijaciju ne može se vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
So then how to balance these two conflicting instructions given in Shastra?
I onda kako sad izbalansirati te dvije konfliktne instrukcije iz Shastra?
What is understood is that the principles of serving Krishna and chanting the holy name, worshipping the deities are so powerful that sometimes people have got liberated even without having gone through the formal procedures.
Mantra svetih imena, obožavam božanstava i čitava devocijska služba je tako moćna da su neki ljudi, da su neke osobe mogle dostići oslobođenje bez uzmanja inicijacije.
So, but scripture says also we are supposed to be humble.
A spisi također kažu da trebamo biti ponizni.
We're supposed to take the help of Krishna.
Da trebamo uzeti pomoć od Krishne.
So if Krishna sends us help,
i ako nam Krishna šalje pomoć,
And we refuse it.
A mi odbijamo.
I don't need your help.
Ja ne trebam
tvoju pomoć. I am so great, I don't need anybody's help. I can do it all by myself.
Ja sam tako veliki, ne trebam ničiju pomoć, ja mogu sve napraviti.
I will chant my Hare Krishna very offensively.
Ja ću vam reći Hare Krishna sa puno uvreda.
I don't need anybody's help.
Ja sam velika osoba, ja ne trebam ničiju pomoć.
We were just reading in our Vaishnava etiquette class.
Mi smo upravo bili čitali.
How it said that if somebody is very proud
and then even
they have so much philosophical knowledge,
i čak i ako ima tako puno filozofskog znanja,
at time of death all that knowledge will fly away from them like birds leaving their nest.
U trenutku smrti sva to znanje će odletiti od njega kao što ptice napuštaju gnijezdo.
And they will be bereft of all knowledge and at the time of death.
I zaboravit će sva to znanje u trenutku smrti.
So one, if they're seeking to find the guru and they maybe not yet found the guru who they can put their faith in, but they're sincerely trying to find a guru.
Ako osoba traži guru, a iskreno, iako možda nije našla nekog na kojeg se može osloniti, kojeg može vjerovati, ali iskreno pokušao da ga nađe.
And in that state they suddenly die, some.
U tom stanju iznenada umre ili se nešto desi.
They may go back to Krishna.
Oni se mogu vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
If otherwise qualified.
Inače.
I heard about there was one bhakta in Italy, I think, was carrying a set of Bhagavatams crossing the street from the Sankirtan van and got hit in the traffic and died. And Prabhupada said that because he died holding the Bhagavatam, they went back to Godhead.
Bio jedan bhakta u Italiji koji je izlazio iz Sankirtan kombija i nosio je set Bhagavatama i jednostavno desilo se saobraćajna nesreća i on je umro. I Srila Prabhupada je rekao da se on vratio kući nazad Bogu samo zato što je držao Bhagavatam.
But nobody should get any ideas.
Ali ne biste trebali sad dobiti neke ideje.
Big trip back.
We're not supposed to take our life voluntarily. It was a total accident.
Ne bismo trebali tako riskirati život. To je bila nesreća.
So we are too. Naturally, we want to have help from Krishna, and if Krishna sends us a bona fide guru, and we can get his shelter and be able to get the proper guidance to help us avoid our pitfalls in devotional service, why should we refuse that?
Ako nam Krishna može dati pomoć ili poslati nam kvalificiranog duhovnog učitelja koji nam može pomoći da izbjegnemo sve te nedaće i da se vratimo nazad kući Bogu, zašto bismo to odbili?
It's like in the scripture, it always the first thing is to find a shelter of spiritual master and then to take initiation. This is repeated in Nectar of Devotion, Hari Bhakti Vilas, various scriptures.
U većini spisa stoji da osoba treba pronaći duhovnog učitelja i uzeti inicijaciju, to je instrukcija spisa.
At the same time, it's a question of faith.
U isto vrijeme, to je pitanje vjere.
So, some time factor is there. Mutual testing of disciple and guru.
I postoji to testiranje između gurua i učenika.
As long as one's humble and they're looking for this, then it shouldn't be an obstacle.
Dokle god je osoba ponizna i traži, ne bi trebalo biti nikakvih teškoća.
But if Krishna does give the help and they don't, and out of false ego they refuse it, then it's like an offense to Krishna.
Ali ako im Krishna ponudi pomoć, a oni odbiju to zbog false ega, onda
that's an offense to Krishna.
A to je uvreda Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Next question.
Some people say that chanting in the mind is for the advanced devotees. for the most advanced devotees. Is that true? And does that mean that with the time we can abandon chanting, loud chanting? Neki kažu da je mantranje u umu za naprednije, da li je to točno i znači li da s vremenom možemo napustiti mantranje na glas?
We see how Prabhupada taught us to chant orally.
Prabhupada nas je učio da mantramo na glas.
He later so came down to 16 rounds.
Kasnije on je spustio taj standard na 16 krugova.
Looking at what seemingly was sufficient for us to do at our particular state of awareness in our environment.
Tražeći šta je najbolje za nas, odnosno koji standard je najbolji za nas, odnosno za naše stanje svijesti.
We notice how Haridas Thakur was chanting so many rounds outwardly, but also at the same time so many rounds in the mind.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Haridas Thakur was chanting, he was chanting out as well as chanting also in the mind.
Mm-hmm. I kad god bi mantrao na glas, ali također bi isti broj kruga mantrao i u umu.
When we are chanting, we are begging, asking Krishna to engage us in service.
Kada mantramo, onda u stvari molimo Krishnu da nas uključi u svoju službu.
So there is never time that we should be avoiding service. We should always be in a begging state.
I ne bi trebalo postojati vrijeme kada mi u stvari ne molimo za tu službu. Uvijek bismo trebali biti u tom stanju da molimo za službu.
Most cases, if we are too much chanting in the mind will go and be very distracted.
U većini slučajeva, ako previše mantramo umu, onda će um odlutati.
So our formal 16 rounds, we chant out.
Znači, naših formalnih 16 krugova trebamo mantrati glasno.
But if we are chanting more rounds out and chanting in the mind, that is also good.
Ali ako mantramo više krugova glasno, a također mantramo i umu, onda je to isto dobro.
I'll tell one story about chanting, and it also adds to what Maharaj was saying about one losing their credits because of pride.
I sad ću reći jednu priču o mantranju i također ću se dotaći onoga što je Maharaj govorio o ponosu.
There was one quite scholarly devotee named Rupa Kaviraj.
Postoje jedan bhakta koji se zove Rupa Kaviraj.
He was trained up very nicely by very exalted sadhus.
On je bio jako dobro istreniran od raznih uzvišenih sadua.
He was quite a great philosopher.
Bio veliki filozof i učenjak.
So once he was speaking Bhagavatam in assembly, so many devotees were there.
I jednom je on ispred skupine bhakta govorio Bhagavatam.
Great devotee, what's her name? Krishna Priya Thakurani. She was a very elevated devotee.
I tu je bila jedna bhaktina koja se zvala Krishna Priya Thakurani, bila je vrlo uzvišen bhakta.
So she came into the assembly while Rupa Kaviraj was speaking.
I ona je došla na to mjesto gdje Rupa Kaviraj govorio.
And so Rupa Kaviraj became quite furious.
I onda Rupa Kaviraj postao jako bijesan.
Because the devotees, they recognized her and they all offered obeisances.
Jer su je bhakta prepoznali i svi su joj odali poštovanje.
So he was disturbed. He is speaking and sitting and she comes in and everyone begins to notice and offer obeisances to her.
Ja je bio jako uznemiren jer on je sad tu govorio, a ona je ušla i svi su je prepoznali i odali poštovanje.
So he just kept on speaking and speaking.
I on je tako nastavio govoriti i govoriti.
But while he was speaking, she was her chanting rounds, her lips were moving.
Ali dok je on govorio, ona je mantrala svoje krugove, odnosno njene usne su se micale.
She was always chanting, always.
Jer ona je uvijek mantrala.
And so he looked over at her and he became very furious.
I onda je on pogledao i postao vrlo bijesan.
He inquired, how can you do two things at the same time?
I rekao je, kako možeš raditi dvije stvari u isto vrijeme?
Bhagavatam is being spoken and you are chanting.
Mi ovdje govorimo Bhagavatam, a ti mantraš.
She explained that this is my habit, that the holy name is always vibrating on my lips.
Ona je objasnila da je to njena navika, da sveto ime uvijek vibrira na njenim uslama.
He still was very disturbed, very arrogant, very angry.
I on je još uvijek bio jako uznemiren, arogantan i vrlo ljut.
It's understood that as he made that offense at that time, his spiritual lifestyle, the top scholars at that time.
Čak i ako je bio, odnosno bio je u to vrijeme jedan od najvećih učenjaka.
At the short time he started speaking, that Sadhana Bhakti was not necessary.
Za kratko vrijeme on je počeo da podučava da Sadhana Bhakti nije potrebna, nije neophodna.
His preaching became very contaminated. He became like a sahajiya.
I njegovo propovjedanje postalo je vrlo kontaminirano i on je postao kao sahajiya.
And so many inauspicious things happened to him.
I mnoge nepovoljne stvari su mu se desile.
Which we don't have time to discuss right now.
Ali nemamo vremena da govorimo o njima sad.
But he lost the favor of the Vaishnava.
Ali on je izgubio milost Vaishnava.
Because of his arrogance.
Zbog svoje arogancije.
Even though he was one of the top philosophers, was trained up very nicely, had very good association, but the pride and arrogance, the offense, he lost it.
Čak i pošto je bio jedan od najvećih učenjaka i filozofa, ipak zbog njegovog ponosa sve to izgubio.
There are many examples in Shastra when offenses are made, how one loses their strength, their protection.
I postoje primjeri u šastrama da kada osobe rade uvrede, onda gube svoju vjeru i svoju snagu.
It's like we have a spiritual immune system, and when we make offenses, the immune system gets weak.
I mi imamo taj duhovni imunosistem i kada radimo uvrede, onda on oslabljuje.
It's like we have a physical immune system. When the system gets weak, we're more susceptible to all types of diseases.
Također imamo i taj fizički imunosistem i kada on oslabi, mi možemo se razboliti od raznih bolesti.
Many times someone falls down to something that normally they would have knowledge about and strength to be able to refrain.
Ponekad osobe padnu, I didn't catch that, sorry.
It's okay. Often when someone has made offenses, when their spiritual immune system becomes weak, they fall down to something that normally they would have strength to be able not to give in to.
Kada osobe čine uvrede, onda taj njihov imunosistem spiritualni oslabi i onda padaju zbog nekih stvari od kojih bi se inače lako odbranili.
Like in the case of Sobari Muni. He is always in the river doing his meditations, but he makes an offense to Garuda and then he falls down.
Kao u slučaju Sobari Muni, koji je stalno bio u rijeci i meditirao, i napravio je uvredu prema Garudi i pao je.
So in an environment where normally he was not disturbed, but when his immune system became weak, and he fell down to just seeing two fish engage in copulation.
On je stalno bio u istom okruženju u kojem inače nije bio uznemiren, ali pošto je napravio uvredu, vidio je te dvije ribice koje su imale interakciju i onda je pao.
This is the power of Vaishnavas. All Vaishnavas are very, very rare and very important.
To je moć Vaishnava. Vaishnave su vrlo, vrlo važne.
When we make offense, according to the seriousness or the potency of the Vaishnava, determines how serious the offense is. The more serious, pure the Vaishnava is, the more serious the offense.
I kada pravimo uvrede, čistoća osobe koja činimo uvrede, zapravo na neki način utiče na to koliko će ozbiljna ta uvreda biti. Što je osoba čistija, to je uvreda veća.
Krishna Priya Thakurani was first class, high level, pure devotee.
Krishna Priya Thakurani je bila prvoklasni bhakta na visokom nivou, čisti bhakta.
So then this offense was a very, very serious offense.
I uvreda prema njoj je jako, jako ozbiljna uvreda.
So even though he was a great devotee, but his devotion was stagnated.
Čak i ako je on bio veliki bhakta, njegova devocija, odnosno njegovo prakticiranje devocijske službe je stagnirao.
So we are not as advanced as Krishna Priya Thakurani that we're chanting all the time. It's just spontaneous.
Mi nismo tako napredni da mantramo spontano kao Krishna Priya Thakurani.
But we see often the great devotees are always thinking of Krishna, chanting his glories, chanting his name.
Ali također imamo bhakta koji misle na Krišnu, koji mantraju njegovo ime i pjevaju njegove slave.
So it is audio and sometimes it is also within the mind.
I oni to rade glasno, ali također to rade i um.
Like the Goswamis, they were serving Krishna in the waking state, but also in the sleeping state, they were still serving.
kao Gosvami, oni su služili Krišnu i u budnom i u stanju sna.
So we want to pray that we can always be chanting the Lord's name, thinking of Krishna and serving him in all situations.
Želimo se moliti da uvijek služimo Krišnu, da mantramo njegova imena i da uvijek budemo u njegovoj.
Hare Krishna.
How many questions you have?
Many.
15, and we got about 30 to 60 minutes. I don't know how far we're going to go.
What about the disciple whose spiritual master left? Do they go back to Godhead? This is a little bit unreadable. Should they take shelter again to a new spiritual master? What does Shastra say? What about the disciple who already left the body during the presence of a spiritual master who left the society? Šta je sa učenicima čiji duhovni učitelji su otišli, da li se vraćaju nazad kući Bogu, da li trebaju uzeti utočište drugog duhovnog učitelja, šta kažu šastre o tome, šta je sa učenicima koji su već napustili tijelo, napustili njihovo tijelo, a njihov duhovni učitelj je napustio društvo, odnosno iskon.
That's many questions in one.
Ovo je puno pitanja u jednom.
First of all, could you break it out? What's the in parts?
This is the first part. What about the disciple whose spiritual master left? Do they go back to Godhead?
A disciple who's initiated.
Učenici koji su inicirani.
Even if their spiritual master left.
Čak i ako je njihov duhovni učitelj otišao.
If they're still following the Guru Parampara.
Ako i dalje slijede Guru Parampara.
And performing all their devotional service properly.
I da obavljaju sve svoju devotijsku službu pravilno.
I never read anywhere in scripture that says anything that they are in any way disqualified to go back to Godhead.
Ja nisam za takve pročitao nigdje u spisima da su diskvalificirani i da se ne mogu vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
This is a topic we discussed years ago in the GBC, and there's a lot of detailed papers about this topic to give guidance to devotees whose spiritual master may have left.
Ovo je tema koju smo raspravljali na GBC meetingu i postoje spisi koji daju vodstvo, koji mogu pomoći takvim baktama čiji duhovni učitelji su otišli.
1989 and 1992 papers were issued on this topic.
1989 i 1992 se raspravljalo ovim temama.
Basically that the scripture advises that we should always be in the mood of serving the Vaishnava.
Generalno u spisnu stoji da uvijek moramo biti u stavu služenja Vaishnava.
Just as Narottam Das Thakur preached Chariyate Vaishnava Seva Nistarpaya Chakeba. If someone gave up the service of the Vaishnavas, who has ever been delivered who gave up serving the Vaishnavas?
Ovako propovjeda Narottam Das Thakur. Da li ne bi, osoba se nikad ne bi trebala odreći služenja Vaishnava, odnosno niko ko je prestao služiti Vaishnava nije se nikad vratio, nije se nikad oslobodio.
So in the bhakti sandarbha, Jiva Goswami recommended that one should look for some one of my guru to serve.
Jiva Goswami je rekao u Bhakti Sandarbhi da osoba bi uvijek trebala tragati za duhovnim učiteljem.
If you find one, then take shelter and serve.
Ako nađete takvog, onda trebate uzeti njegovo utočište i služiti ga.
But if one doesn't, you know, I said one should look, stay in the same parampara, same param guru.
Ako ne nađete, onda osoba, ako osoba ne nađe duhovnog učitelja, onda bi trebalo ostati u istoj parampara.
He also said if you don't find someone who you feel completely was qualified as such a guru.
On je također rekao i ako ne nađete nekoga za koga osjećate da je potpuno kvalificiran da bude guru.
But if you find someone who's like guru.
Ali ako nađete nekoga ko je bar blizu tome.
Who's a senior Vaishnava but seems to be like that, maybe not fully, but
koji je stari Vaishnava i koji otprilike odgovara, možda ne potpuno, ali
and who is mercifully inclined or gives mercy to that devotee.
I ko daje milost toj, tom bhakti, toj osobi.
So that says that one can serve that Vaishnava.
Onda kaže da osoba treba služiti tog Vaishnava.
Because the principle of always offering your service to Krishna through a Vaishnava is an essential feature that should never be lost.
Jer princip da uvijek nudite službu kroz Vaishnave je princip koji nikad ne bi trebao biti izgubljen.
So the stress is given more upon the service to Vaishnava and taking shelter and serving that mood.
Dakle, naglasak je na služenju Vaishnava i raspoloženju, odnosno stavu služenja. Should such a disciple take shelter again to a new spiritual master?
Shelter if they find someone that they have faith in to take shelter, then they should take shelter.
Ako nađu nekoga u koga imaju vjeru, onda trebaju uzeti njegovo utočište.
The same thing is what I said before.
I to je ista stvar koju sam rekao prije. And the next part of the question was, what does the Shastra say? And you just quoted. What about
it says a lot more, but it's like we can't.
Yeah.
That's what I said. That I can give. I can. If you don't have these papers, like we quote extensively there are the different Shastras.
Dakle, postoje ti spisi koji su napravljeni od strane GBC-a. I u kojima postoje također citati iz šastra i on vam može to dati ako ne imate.
So now the stress is more on the siksha and the service aspect of surrender more than just the formal.
Sad je naglasak više na siksha aspektu i na aspektu služenja više nego na tim formalnim. What about the disciple who already left the body during the presence of a spiritual master who left the society?
Well, they already left their body, they already went where they were supposed to go.
Pa oni su napustili tijelo i već su otišli gdje su trebali otići.
If they get back to Godhead, they don't get, they don't lose their position.
Ako se vratili nazad kući, Bogu sigurno neće izgubiti tu poziciju.
You see, when you take initiation, when you surrender in the parampara, you're already connected always.
Vidite, kad dobijete inicijaciju i kad se predate guru parampara, onda ste zauvijek povezani.
because one of the links somehow is not linking out, but you're already attached to the Prabhupada.
Možda jedna od tih veza nekako nije više tu, ne povezuje, ali vi ste već povezani, već ste, da tako kažem, prikačeni za Parampara.
At the same time, one should keep on in the mood of serving the servant.
U isto vrijeme osoba treba nastaviti u tom raspoloženju sluge od sluge.
So one has that protection from the parampara.
I osoba ima zaštitu od parampara u tom slučaju.
Do you have anything, Mom? Hi, Krishna. Hope all the questions answered completely.
How can we satisfy Krishna? What's the best way to satisfy Krishna? Kako najbolje možemo zadovoljiti Krishna?
Sometimes devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, how can we best please him?
Nekad su bhakte pitali Srila Prabhupada kako najbolje mogu njega zadovoljiti.
He would say to become Krishna conscious.
On je rekao, postanite svjesni Krishna.
So then, how do we please Krishna? How do we become Krishna conscious?
Kako ćemo zadovoljiti Krishnu? Pa tako da ćemo postati svjesni Krishna.
That is our entire science, the ninefold process.
A to je naša čitava nauka, devet procesa.
We have so many things that we do as devotees.
Imamo tako puno stvari koje činimo kao bhakte.
But we must remind ourselves that becoming Krishna conscious is just becoming natural.
Ali moramo se podsjetiti da je postati svjestan Krishna u stvari postati prirodan.
Our original nature is that we are Krishna conscious.
Naša priroda, naša izvorna priroda je da smo svjesni Krishna.
We have taken on, cultivated so many things, part of the Mahatattva, the material nature.
Mi smo kultivirali tako mnogo stvari koje su dio materijalne prirode.
But because in general Shraddha is weak, faith is weak.
Ali jer u stvari u generalno vjera je slaba.
So even when we come in touch with the process, the medicine is there, we take it slowly.
I kada dođemo u kontakt sa procesom, onda tu je lijek i uzimamo ga polako.
So there is a need for sufficient devotional greed.
Tu postoji potreba za tom duhovnom pohlepom.
We must cry for the Lord's mercy.
Moramo plakati za milošću Gospodina.
And we must look closer at what our priorities are.
I moramo pobliže pogledati šta su naši prioriteti.
Krishna is arranging according to our surrender.
Krishna nam daje u skladu sa našim predavanjem.
That surrender can be very, very gradual and take many lifetimes.
To predavanje može biti jako sporo, odnosno postepeno, i može uzeti više života, može trajati više života.
What can happen in this lifetime?
Ili se može desiti u ovom životu.
But if we do not accept, we must accept Krishna as our worshiper, as our friend, as the supreme controller, the Parameshwar.
Ali mi moramo prihvatiti Krishnu kao našeg dobronamjernika i našeg prijatelja, odnosno vrhunskog kontrolora.
But if we ourselves are claiming too much proprietorship, gross or subtle, then there is a problem.
Ako mi
if we're claiming proprietorship, then there is a problem.
Ako mi tvrdimo da smo mi u stvari vlasnici, onda je tu postoji problem.
So we can always remind ourselves that Krishna consciousness is not an imposition, it's just a matter of becoming natural once again.
I moramo sami sebi ponoviti, odnosno moramo shvatiti da svjesnost Krishna nije nikakvo nametanje, odnosno da je svjesnost Krishna prirodno, samo trebamo postati prirodni.
But because material culture is so unnatural and is so pervasive, it becomes hard to be natural.
Ali pošto je materijalna priroda tako neprirodna, onda postaje teško da prihvatimo svjesnost Krishne.
And that's why we are associating and reading about those who are Krishna conscious, so that we can know what is to be done.
I zato se mi družimo i čitamo sa onima koji su svjesni Krišne, zato da bi shvatili što trebamo raditi.
The more that we are sensitive to role models in the scriptures and we see in our own association, then the more we can be stimulated to become Krishna conscious.
I što više shvatimo, odnosno prihvatimo te likove iz spisa, to ćemo više mi moći da napredujemo u svijesti. Kao naše, kao primjere koje trebamo slijediti, to ćemo više mi moći da napredujemo u svjesnosti Krišne.
I think that's why we're here at the camp, because we're trying to see how to become more Krishna conscious.
Zašto smo zapravo ovdje na kampu? Zato da bismo postali više svjesni Krišne.
So we all must help each other.
I mi svi moramo pomoći jedni drugima. We'll switch.
Next question is, why did we forget Krishna? He is God. Why did he let us forget him? Doesn't he fulfill all the wishes of the devotee? If he knows that the devotee as a fallen soul will suffer.
Hare Krishna. Excellent question.
Na hrvatskom, zašto smo zaboravili Krišnu? On je Bog. Zašto je dopustio da ga zaboravimo? Zar on ispunjava želju Bhakte, ako je zna da će Bhakta pala duša patiti?
Here it's very cleverly trying to put all the blame on Krishna.
Ovdje je na jako pametno krivnja svaljena na Krišnu.
Krishna made us fall down.
Krishna učinio da mi padnemo.
Why did Krishna let us fall down?
I zašto nam je dozvolio da padnemo?
And many kind of speculations like this come out in the modern religious and theological discussion.
U modernim religioznim i teološkim diskusijama često se puta pojavljaju ovakve stvari.
One rabbi wrote a book, why do bad things happen to good people?
Jedan rabin je napisao knjigu zašto se loše stvari događaju dobrim ljudima.
And he also posed different questions. He said, actually, we shouldn't be angry against God. He's a nice person, you know, but just everything's out of control now. And he gave us some speculation like that.
I onda on počeo špekulirati i rekao, ali stvari mi ne bi se trebali previše ljutiti na Boga. On je tako fina osoba, ali vidite kako su sada vremena, jako je teško.
So, we need to know, so we don't fall into this mistake of putting blame on Krishna where it's not correct. We need to know a little bit about the technical, the way things work. How does the jiva, what's the basic quality of a jiva, the conditioned soul, or an individual soul?
Mi moramo znati neke tehnikalije oko toga, osnovnim kvalitetama džive ili osobene duše, tako da ne bismo nepotrebno svaljivali krivnju na Krišnu.
Prabhupada explained again and again, we have free will.
Prabhupada je iznova ponavljao da imamo slobodnu volju.
And free will means you can use it or you can misuse it.
Slobodna volja znači da možete pravilno ili nepravilno iskoristiti.
Maybe in your lives, any of you ever made a mistake?
Da li netko u svom životu od vas učinio neku pogrešku?
How many of you ever made a mistake?
Ko od vas napravio pogrešku?
So, one mistake we made was coming here.
Jedna od pogrešaka koje smo napravili da smo došli ovdje.
We had the free will and somehow we wanted to forget Krishna, we wanted to know what material life was like.
I mi smo imali slobodnu volju i na neki način željeli smo zaboraviti Krišnu, vidjeti kako je taj život u materijalnom svijetu.
So it's like saying the spiritual world there's no suffering. There's no anxiety.
U duhovnom svijetu nema patnje, nema strepnje.
Someone tells you, wow, you know, that's the material world, there's a lot of suffering there.
A neko može reći, u materijalnom svijetu ima mnogo patnje.
suffering. I wonder what suffering is like.
I onda Krishna razmišlja, patnja, pitam se što je to patnja.
And here you are.
Da, I da ljudi, kad neko tako razmišlja, onda se može pojaviti ovdje I vidjeti što je patnja.
And when you go back to the spiritual world, once it's all over,
kad jednom dođemo u duhovni svijet, kad sve ovo bude gotovo,
even you're here for millions and billions of births,
čak I ako ste ovdje milijune I milijarde godina I rođenja,
in the spiritual world, you're absence was like if somebody is sitting together at a dinner table and says, excuse me, I want to go to the bathroom, I'll be right there.
A u duhovnom svijetu to je vremenski gledano kao kad netko sedi za stolom tijekom ručka, onda kaže, oprostite, molim, ukupatelj, onda se vrati.
They just go and come back.
I onda ode vrati se prema nekoliko trenutaka. To je također jako bolno.
Well, yeah, it's got some bad smells.
Da, smrdi.
So, it's our free will that we wanted to be here.
Naša slobodna volja što smo ovdje.
How we ever wanted to be here is a mystery.
Kako smo poželjeli uopće biti ovdje, to je misterija.
And once we go back, we will remember why.
Jednom kad se vratimo, sjetit ćemo se zašto.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommended we shouldn't be so worried about how we got here, but we should be more worried how to get out of here.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao da ne bismo trebali toliko se brinuti o tome kako smo dospeli ovdje, nego kako da se izvučemo odavde.
Because once we get back, then automatically we'll know for all the reasons how we got out of the spiritual world.
I jednom kad se vratimo u duhovni svijet, značimo sve razloge zašto neko može otići iz duhovnog svijeta.
In spiritual world, principle is love, bhakti.
U duhovnom svijetu princip je ljubav, bhakti.
Which means totally voluntary.
Što znači potpuno dragovoljno.
If you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there.
Ako ne želite biti tamo, ne morate biti.
Come here.
Dođite ovdje.
But Krishna also says once somebody's been here, if they go back again, they never want to come here again.
Ali Krishna također kaže kad jednom netko boravi ovdje, vrati se nazad, onda više ne želi vratiti se.
Napnuvanti mahatmana sangsidhin paramam gata. So it's not, Krishna doesn't want us to come here, but he can't force us to not come here if we want to.
Krishna ne želi da mi dođemo ovdje, ali on nas ne želi prisiljavati da ne dođemo ovdje ako mi to želimo.
He wants us to come back. That's why he comes as an incarnation, an avatar. He requests everyone to surrender to him and go back to Godhead.
On želi da se mi vratimo, zato dolazi kao avatar, inkarnacija, i on dolazi ovdje I želi da se vratimo nazad njemu.
So rather than blame Krishna for us getting here, we should be grateful that Krishna is so kind to take us back to spiritual world.
I umjesto da krivimo Krishna što smo mi ovdje, trebamo se u stvari njemu moliti da nas vrati nazad u duhovni svijet.
And accept the verdict of all the scriptures that we're here because of our own free will, not because Krishna.
I trebamo prihvatiti svjedočanstvo svetih spisa da smo mi u stvari ovdje zbog naše slobodne volje, a ne zbog toga što je to neki film.
Hare Krishna.
There's a real short story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
Ispričaću jednu kratku priču iz Chaitanya Charitamrita, u zabavama gospodina Chaitanya.
It shows just how powerful and dangerous misuse of free will is.
Koja pokazuje kako je moćna, a isto vrijeme I opasna, kriva upotreba slobodne volje.
Once Lord Chaitanya was going to southern India and devotees were very worried. They wanted him to travel with someone.
Jednom je gospodin Chaitanya išao u južnu Indiju I bhakti su bili jako zabrinuti jer su željeli da on putuje s nekim.
They were afraid that he would not eat, that in his prema he would fall down and hurt himself so many things.
Oni su se plašili da u svojoj premi on će zaboraviti jesti, da će pasti, da će se povrijediti I toliko mnogo stvari.
So they begged that he would take a servant with him.
I onda su ga molili da uzme nekog slugu sa sobom.
So he did not want, but because the devotees were pleading, then he decided to take a servant.
On to nije želio, ali budući da su bhakte molili, on je odlučio da će ipak prihvatiti slugu.
So there's one young boy about 16, 17 years old named Kala Krishnadas.
I onda je bio jedan mladić 16-17 godina koji se zvao Kala Krishnadas.
So he was commissioned to travel with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his personal servant.
I onda on dobio dozvolu da putuje sa gospodinom Chaitanyam kao njegov osobni sluga.
Now we know that Lord Chaitanya is not just ordinary presentation of Godhead. It's Lord Chaitanya is Namona Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Name Gauratizeno. So it's the most magnanimous presentation of Krishna.
I mi znamo svi da gospodin Chaitanya nije obična inkarnacija Krishna, nego je najveličanstvenija inkarnacija Krishna.
Where Krishna is coming in a very special presentation for helping the conditioned soul.
Gdje se Krishna pojavio na specijalan način kako bi pomogao uvjetovanim dušama.
Krishna in the Bhava.